what my Lord has done.
Thank you, folks. We are happy to be back in the great state of California. We've been here about 6 hours or so, and it feels great. Water tastes like cherry wine. It's great. Love this place. I'm going to take a minute and just introduce all the guys in the band to you. Is there anybody out there who's never seen us before? If you have never seen us before, raise your hands, would you? Great big gobs of you. Never seen us before. That's refreshing. I'm glad about that. So all of this is going to be, we tell all the old jokes, it's going to be great. With the banjo, diligently tuning because he's a perfectionist, and that's one of the many reasons why he's the president of not only this music, but this music throughout the land. Nothing personal, Todd. Dr. Banjo. He's been to college more than the rest of the guys in the band combined. He's the father of the Niwot sound and continues to be an innovator with a banjo, which is tough after all these years. Please give him a big hand, Dr. Banjo himself, Peter Warnick. With the mandolin and singing the lead vocal, he's gonna play some fiddle later on from Wheeling, West Virginia. He's a good skier, good cook. He's the only guy in the band who has one of his songs on the new Garth Brooks record. Good songwriter. Now lives in Nashville, Tennessee. Please give a big hand to Tim O'Brien. Also the only guy in the band with an ear infection who likes to hop up and down on one foot. More on that later. With the guitar from Austin, Texas. That's when he woke up. The bluegrass mystery, the man trapped in a world he didn't make. He's the only guy in the band who has a book out about how to play the guitar just like him. which no one knew was possible. I'm not sure it's a good thing, Charles, but it's happening. Please give a big hand to the fellow who has sort of run the gauntlet in the last year. Happy to have him with us, Mr. Charles Sutcliffe.
This guy does a lot of talking on a syndicated radio program by the name of U-Town. And if you want to find out about that program, you can ask him. It's a good program, I guarantee it. And besides that, he's been to prep school, that's important. And he's born in Beirut, Lebanon. That's a little unusual for a bluegrass guy. He has played the Vandal Opera. He has been bitten by a weasel. And unlike us, anybody on this stage, or even anybody in this room this year, he has a Grammy nomination. Yes, sir. He produced a record for Kate McKenzie. It's nominated for a Grammy. We're proud of him. Let's make him welcome. This is Mr. Nick Forster.
And mixing the sound, we were happy. This is a big reunion for us. This is actually the 20th year of Hot Rise, and we're happy we could be reunited with our longtime sound man, Mr. Frank Edmondson's back there helping us out. And Frank, if you could turn the monitors up just a little bit, that would be good.